This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You, in case you were concerned, we're having bad rain in California. Some really bad rain showers in Southern California. And President Obama, who left Washington today, ex-President Obama, can I just call him Oblamo, please? Please, please. He had to be diverted, so they had to give up. They had to give up their first day of vacation because they had to be diverted to a different airport because the rain was so tough at the airport they were trying to land in. I guess those dark clouds followed him all the way to California. He just takes him with him every place he goes. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea here. You know, it is, as much as some of us, we very much appreciated the transfer of power, if you would. Very much appreciate how our process works. And we want it to continue to work that way. And this is just how it goes down, right? The previous president, though, I wasn't a fan of. I gave a chance to, early on. Some of you were pretty mad at me. But at some time, you gotta grasp reality and go, the only changes he's making is to make us more socialist, to make us a worse country. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me how you feel. I'm very curious to know how you feel. You know, were you saddened today? There were people who didn't much care for Trump at the beginning, and today they felt like they had a new chance. Some of my Christian friends, and please don't send me emails about separation of church and state, because I'm just going to print them up and throw up on them. That's what I do. But I don't think we heard the name of Jesus in the 8 years that President Obama was. I don't think we heard Jesus' name said as much as it was said today in a matter of a couple of hours. And it's not against the law. And it's not a bad thing. Whether you want to hear it or not. You know, that's the big problem with people who don't do their homework, don't study. I just got in this conversation with my daughter. Because she's one of those Christians, as we have other Christians, that are very, very, very concerned about people looking at Trump as God. Really? But nobody was concerned about them looking at Obama like he was God. There were plenty of Christians that looked at him like he was a god. And that's dangerous. That'll always be dangerous. I would never do that. But man, you got to pay attention to these people. And if there's nobody higher than themselves, if they're their god, it doesn't sound right, but whatever. What else is there? They don't have to be worried about anybody but themselves. Mr. Obama didn't worry about anybody but himself. If he thought it was right, he did it. Like, it's like the last few people he let go from Gitmo. They were all telling him no. His experts around him told him no, but he knew better. He always does. You know, just anyway. So what I want to do, because I know some of you didn't have a chance to hear it, but apparently those on the far left, they decided that Mr. Trump's speech, and it's, you know, it's too bad Melania couldn't get anybody to do a pretty dress for her. Huh? She couldn't get anybody to. I'll be nice about it. Never mind. I'll be nice about it. But it was a different story. But the liberal media is just beating up on Mr. Trump's or President Trump's inauguration speech. Now I'm very happy it wasn't 45 minutes long. Very happy. But right after Trump gave the speech, MSNBC, ABC, all the alphabet networks, all the hosts, all of them slammed him. They said that the speech was dark and militant, and it had anti-Semitic overtones. Of course it did, because it wasn't their guy, or gal in this case. There was an American First Committee that formed in the country, hundreds of thousands of people in this country, some of the richest businessmen in the country who were part of it. They were formed to keep us out of World War II. They were infiltrated by the Nazis. Many of them are anti-Semitic, part of why they alarmed by Hitler's rise in Germany, Rachel Maddow said. Rachel Maddow is a moron. And the reason I say that is this. Listen, if you stop just constantly trying to lay this guy out, okay? When Donald Trump talks about nationalism, he's not talking about the Hitler type of nationalism, national socialism. He's talking about taking care of ourselves first. You can't let millions of people over the border when you can't even feed your own, when we got people in this country that are starving to death. You know, I used to talk about this more. I don't as much anymore, but we have thousands, tens of thousands of families living up and down the Appalachian Trail, up in the backwoods there. They can't afford to buy their kids new clothes every 5 years, let alone every 1 year. Right? And what the man is saying is really simple. How about we get our country under control? How about we take care of our infrastructure? How about we take care of our vets? Wouldn't that be nice to take care of our vets? And then let's talk about what we can do for others. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Well, we're back at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'd love to know what you had to say about today's festivities. I know some of you are really excited. Some of you, got real emotion. I'm not an emotional kind of guy, so I don't know if I got much emotion about anything. You know, and maybe I take it for granted. I don't, slap me around if you want. You know, we're supposed to have a smooth transition of power. That's how it's supposed to work. So I'm never emotional or surprised when something goes the way it's supposed to go. I always am when it doesn't. I don't know if I'm always surprised, but I wouldn't be in this case with everything that was going down. Although I'd love to slap a few of you around because you make it hard for the right-wing conservative talk show hosts at times. Notice that World War III wasn't started. Notice that Obama did not declare martial law. Okay? Notice that the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of caskets that were lined up, supposedly. This is what Obama was going to use to get rid of his opposition. It's why they don't listen to us. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to put some of you down. I don't mean to do that. But you understand, it's why they don't listen to us. We go right to that far-right extreme. These camps are being put together. Coffins are coming in. They're doing this. They're doing that. Here's the plan. I know. I got the inside track. Obama's going to declare martial law. He's not going to let Trump take office. And those body bags are all for us. None of that happened. Seriously, none of it happened. I've been doing a show now for 9 years. And I've been hearing that for a long time, but the other one I've heard for a long time was how the economy was going to collapse. People were going to be shooting each other in the streets. That we were going to have to rob the local 7-Eleven to get any food for our kids. And that hasn't happened either. So that's why I call it the real side. I want to keep it real. I don't want to talk about things that might happen if somebody had a dream about because Uncle Fred's cousin Samantha told them about it. Anyway, let's get to... I'm ranting off of what somebody said. I mean, it just made me nuts. But all right, so Donald Trump's speech apparently was very militant. At least that's what everybody in the Alphabet Soup networks are saying. That Donald Trump, you know, came off with this dark and grim, you know, view of the United States. Now, I don't buy any of it. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I listen to it. But I've missed stuff before, so maybe I missed stuff this time. So I thought maybe we'd play the speech, and if one of you guys catch something I don't, go ahead and comment in the Facebook feed. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. If you want to, some of you don't do Facebook, you can hop up on the website, realside.com, where we have a live bunch chat room going on there as well. So check it out there. Like I said, it ain't that hard. This ain't that hard to do. Here we go. Let me see. Come on. El Presidente. There he goes.
Of America, Donald J. Trump.
Did I get that one right? See, there, at least they're not screaming Obama, right? The sea of red hats is just amazing.
Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama.
President Carter, he's got a grin from ear to ear. This man is so happy. Come on, think about it. He is so happy that he will no longer be remembered as the worst president in history, right? What do you think? Anyway, there you go.
Fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America.
His timing sucks, though. I'm sorry, guys. His timing sucks when it comes to speeches like this.
Are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine...
See what I mean? He stepped on their applause. But I want you to envision something. Here you are giving your speech. And the people that were running the company just before you are sitting off to your left. Take a listen.
Determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you.
You know, I got to tell you, two things happened today. My wife was getting upset with me. Every time they would flash Obama on the screen, I would yell, "Get him out of there! Leave already!" And she was like, "Joe, relax. Calm down." And then every time I saw Hillary Clinton, what went through my head was, she's going, "This is mine. This should be my event. This should be just amazing to me." Now, you only have three balls, right? I mean, tonight they're attending three different balls. Where in the past, I mean, what did President Obama do? 11? I think somebody told me. So, I mean, who spent more money? I don't know. Just saying.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
That caused, now that's militant, right? I mean, giving the power to the people, that's a militant mindset, isn't it? And look, I don't know what to expect from Donald. I don't know what Donald is actually going to be able to pull off. But Donald is not a Republican, and he's not a Democrat. Donald's an American at this point. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
At Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Hopefully you are too. And I do. I want to thank you in advance for putting up with my voice. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Would love to know what you think. No, in all sincerity, I would love to know. Why is that doing that? It hates me. I would love to know what you think. I really would. I'd love to know, you know, what you thought about his speech today. That kind of thing. I know that I'm tired of listening to the pundit. What did I just call him? The Alphabet Soup Networks. And they said the Trump speech was militant at best. Militant. Yeah. You know, he was talking about how we need to come together, right? He's talking about how we're going to protect ourselves. You know, he's talking about how we're all Americans. Yeah, I can see that. That's pretty militant. I got it. I understand.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost.
Yeah, that made them nuts. See, this, like I said to you earlier, he's not a Republican. He's poking at both sides here, Republicans and Democrats. You guys that have been living here, you know that what is it, 17 of the richest counties in the country are adjacent to D.C. How does that work? They're next to D.C. How does that work? They have more high-end car dealers, Lamborghini, right? Mercedes, not Mercedes-Benz, you know what I'm talking about, Rolls-Royce, those kind of things. Maserati. Why are there so many of those dealerships in that area? How? This is the government. How does that happen? Well, you know how it happens, but you know what I mean.
Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country.
He's right. They've always covered their own butts. Look, I told you, I go back to CPAC every year. I've been going back to CPAC for the last 8 years. Well, President Oblamo's been back there, okay? You can't get a hotel room. You can barely get a cab. Getting a reservation at a restaurant is almost impossible. They had no clue. We had restaurants closing in other areas across the country, right? Restaurants closing like crazy. But yet, they're able to open restaurants. You can't get into one in D.C. Why do you think that is? And, you know, think about something. They only make up four, five hundred. Direct elected officials, what are there, about 700? Damn, 600, I'm sorry. And they're staffing them. They got like, get it. How does a city like that support that on a staffer's salary, on the wages of an elected official? How does that work?
Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land.
Now, understand, Obama just said Tuesday how great everything is, right? What a great job he did. How the economy is doing. More people were working. More people had health care. More. Everything was just wonderful. The guy is sitting less than 8 feet away from him. And he's calling him a liar. Come on, think about what he's doing. He's calling him a liar. But he's not just calling out the Dems. Lay it out here. All of you guys, when you screw up, the American people get it. When you do well, you get it. You know, you get part of the money, so to speak. Nothing affects you people. That's why we're going to give it back to the people. And like I said, his timing sucks. Let's just be honest.
That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Wow, your country. Now, if you recall Mr. Blamo's speech, both of his, well, actually any speech he gave, I think he used the word I in it about 117 times every time he gave a speech, right? I mean, Mr. Obama would always talk about how I'm going to, I will make, I got Osama. Yeah, you know, he pulled the trigger the whole nine yards, which had nothing to do with it. Nobody ever started at me. It's just crazy. Just craziness. And as much as Donald likes to take credit for a whole bunch of stuff, I think right now he realizes what he has to do. And he's willing to do it. A guy with that size of an ego, and he's willing to do it.
What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people.
He's making their skin crawl. Notice that he hasn't yet said the Republicans, unlike the Democrats. The Republican Party will. Conservatives will. Republicans will. No, he's not said any of that. He's still talking about the people. He's still, you know, again, I realize he hasn't really done anything yet. But he's still willing to hand it off to the people. Have you ever heard a president in a speech like that do this? Actually, in recent history, any politician willing to admit that they're not the ones in control of power, you are. I am. The people are.
20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Oh, my God. He wants people to rule the nation? He actually wants the people who vote, the people that pay taxes, to be the ones that are in control of what goes on around them. My God, such nonsense.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
You know, I'll tell you something. The men and women forgotten by the Dems, they won't be forgotten again. You know what? I'd like to believe that they were that stupid. I know it was crazy what they did by letting Nancy Pelosi back in and all of that. If they really forget them again, they deserve to wither and die. That's what I got to say. Come on, I'm waiting for you.
Chief Justice Roberts, President...
You really did that?
The job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for the...
Sorry, guys, it's my fault.
...not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but...
You know what's funny about that? If you go from Washington to New York, from D.C. from D.C. to New York, you go anywhere up and down the coast. They ride trains a lot on the East Coast. They take them everywhere, like Amtrak type of trains. And that's why they're so big on Amtrak back there. We do it here, too, on the West Coast, but it's more to travel, vacation. They use it for daily commutes. And when you go down that part of the country, you see factory after factory that's closed, rusted, falling apart. You would think this is late 1950s with some of the factory closures. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More, we're not going to get through it, but I'm going to try, on President Trump's speech after the break. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy,
It was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef. What's for supper? Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie.info. Let's fix it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. All right, now, this will scare some of you. Somebody just said I sound like Alex Jones. Please. You know, a couple of years back, somebody said to me they had to go listen to Alex Jones one night to get to feel a little more uplifted. Because I was such a downer. But, you know, what can I tell you? Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Look, if you're watching, you need to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook, you can do the Facebook thing, right? Facebook live feed there as well. But I really what I want you to do is go to Amazon and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things for the last 8 years you were told we couldn't talk about, we couldn't do, and we couldn't say, I say in that book. And I explain to you why you can say them, why the other side doesn't make any sense, and how to fight back. Seriously. It's the price of a lunch for you, okay? No, not a blue plate special, but a regular lunch. And that's how you help conservative talk shows stay on the air. You know, I got to make some money to feed my throat. You know what I'm saying? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you buy it from my website, I'll sign it, send it to you. If you buy it from Amazon, no signature, but who cares? At least you'll get the book. Anyway, back to Trump's speech. According to most of the news outlets, Trump's speech was militant at best. That's right. Talked about a dark America. And how bad it is, and just a bunch of boneheads. I haven't got a better term for them. Boneheads works for me now. So I'm trying to find where that is. I'm looking for the dark spot. I'm looking for the militant spot here. Help me find it, please.
Not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Oh, my God. It's our, really? It's ours. And hopefully, he'll allow us to run it. No, really, seriously. I mean, we hear similar things to that. But he's the first one. He's sitting up there. He's not talking about I. Remember that thing? You know, making you feel like you don't know what you're doing and that we have to allow them to do for us because, you know, we don't know what we're doing for ourselves. We don't know what's right for ourselves. They know what's best.
What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people.
Amen. I'm good with that.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stopped last time, and I screwed up and I went back too far. But think about that. No, it's so much more than that. It's the day we got power back, that the people will actually get the power back again, that we don't need the government. You know, it's really funny. All you libs, I'm watching these meltdowns and I'm loving it. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm just loving it. And not because you're in trouble, and not be, well, you know, you think you're in trouble anyway, but not because you're in trouble, not because you're going to get whacked, so to speak. You created this. You created Trump, right? You allowed your government for the last 8 years. You allowed your people. Oh, you guys have screwed yourself so bad. You've allowed your people to take so much control of the government. Even to the point where you allowed Harry Reid to bring down the voting number from 60 to 51, a simple majority. Because they knew what was better. And my mantra has always been, or it's been for the last couple of years, the other problem with the Democratic Party is they think that they know what's best for everybody. They're smarter than anybody else. Republicans don't have a brain, so whatever a Dem thinks to be true, whatever brain thought or cell that lights up between their ears, they think is a true statement right for everybody. Never really giving thought that the Republicans, a conservative or somebody with a different thought process, someday would be in control. Well, people, that day is today. Somebody with a different mindset than you is in control. And for you conservative Republicans who say he's not conservative enough, take a look at his cabinet choices. Now, he may not use the word conservative a lot or Republican a lot. I don't care. I'm not interested in that. Words don't mean jack. But he's put the right people in place. And then listen, the speech is from the heart. He wrote the speech. At least that's what he says.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape.
Those rusted out factories? Those were all the workers that the Dems forgot about. Those were all the people that voted for Trump. And he's acknowledging here, he knows that. Now, forgive me, some of you are going to get mad at me to listen to the show. I don't really care because you're not going to take anything I say in a positive light anyhow. See, they're up there talking about how we have to have equality for everybody, gay, lesbian, transgender, fat, small, black, white, green, purple. We already know those things. We're not going to go spending millions of dollars in those areas when we got people. You could be as LGBTQ as you want. If you ain't got a job, it doesn't much matter now, does it? Doesn't help anybody, does it? And this is what he's saying. How about we get back to the basics? I got the crap kicked out of me for something I said on a school board the other night. I don't care. Because the wonderful state of California is trying to push down a certain kind of sex education on us at the school board level. And by law, there's not much we can do about it. We can pare it down to make it as easy. But I've got all kinds of things I don't like about it, and not just the sex education part. And the comment I made, and I love social media, the comment I made, Joe made, was, here's the deal for me. This is the state overreaching again. This is the state telling the local entities what to do, and they don't live here. They don't know what our community is like. They don't know what our community wants. But yet they're telling us what to do because they know better than we do. And it's not sex education. It's not health. It's just garbage is what it is for the most part. And what I said was, parents should have a right to choose what education their kids get and don't get. What they get to see in school, what they don't get to see in school. How about we get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, since we're the worst, or among the worst, in the developed worlds. We're among the worst. It shouldn't be for a country like ours. But we're too busy worried about social issues. Social issues should not be taught at school. And everybody who complained to me about it, I went and looked them up on social media. And everyone who complained to me is a flaming, left-wing, fall-over-left liberal. Well, you guys are getting your day. You decide you want to government every part of your life. And guess what's going to happen? They're going to be in every part of your life. The problem is the people in charge are people you don't want in your life. Just like we had it for 8 years. I don't want you in my life. I want you protecting the country. Yeah, I want you to make sure we get good drugs. No, we're not being sold garbage. I want you making sure our food is safe. Right? I mean, there's certain things I want you to do. Streets are good. Those kind of things. Other than that, leave me alone. It ain't that hard. I would love to get through this whole thing. I think there's so much we get out of this, but we're up against it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Michael Housen is going to join me in the next hour. He's our libertarian friend. I do let him off from time to time. I'm just going to take the next few seconds. We'll go out on the Trump speech.
Of our nation. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.